So up to Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid. Voice of Sukkasai Bein Ho'ilonais, the person who makes his sukkah on the ground, but in an area that's surrounded by trees. Again, this isn't a tree sukkah. It's not a clubhouse sukkah like we had in the previous Mishnah. The floor of this sukkah is on the ground. But it's surrounded by trees. And the trees serve as the walls of the sukkah. Now, things had to work out over here for this person. The trees had to be close enough to each other. Two trees had to be close enough to each other. So you have the shear of sukkah, which is 7 by 7 tvachim. And that to be that the trees are high, 10 tvachim. Now, many understand over here, and in our Chazara Be'ez Hashem will explain why. Although he's using the trees as the walls, but it's talking about a case where he's not resting the schach on the trees. Rather, the schach may be standing on 4 separate poles. In other words, he's using the trees as his walls. But the schach is supported independently on poles. Again, in our Chazara, we'll explain why some learn this way. So lemaisa, what is the halacha with this sukkah that has tree walls? The din is kishera. The sukkah is kosher. Even though the walls are made out of things that are connected to the ground, it doesn't bother us. The schach can't be connected to the ground. The walls can. Aye, what's the chiddush? Didn't we learn already in Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey that v'kula and all the things that are possible for schach are kosher for walls? Well, the chiddush is that we're not geyser over here. Maybe he's going to come to use these trees on Yom Tov. Maybe he'll put things on it. Now, there's another thing that has to go his way in order for this to work. The Batanura explains from the Gemara. Any mechitza that can't stand up to an average wind, in other words, it just flaps back and forth, is not considered a mechitza. Even if in this particular place there are no winds, it doesn't make a difference. It has to be a mechitza that could stand up to a wind. So it must be that these walls are made out of a thick kind of a tree, that the wind doesn't sway back and forth. Or he connects the branches together in such a way, or uses straw to tie it down so it doesn't move. But if he meets all of the requirements, it's okay to have a sukkah whose walls are made out of trees. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Shluchei Mitzvah Peturin Min HaSukkah. Someone goes for a Dvar Mitzvah, Shiluchei Mitzvah. He's a shliach to perform a mitzvah, let's say to teach Torah, or to be mekabel his Rebbe on a Yom Tov, or maybe to redeem prisoners. Well, these people are Pater Min Mitzvah Sukkah. Because the rule is, Oisik B'mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. Now, never mind if they're en route, but even if they reach the place to rest, and they know there's a sukkah nearby, they don't have to burden themselves to find out where's the sukkah. They're not mechuyev to anyway. It is mutter for this person to eat and to sleep in a house, as long as he is busy. In his machshav even, to perform the mitzvah properly, he's called an Oisik B'mitzvah. Vaitrazak the Mishnah, Choylin, people that are sick, Umisham Shayin, those that are attending to the sick, Peturin Minasuka. And the Gemara explains, Lavdavka, a real sick person, even if he has a headache or his eyes hurt him, but he has a problem where sitting in the sukkah is going to be very difficult for him. Who's called Misham Shayin? Those that are busy taking care of the Choylin. They're also Patur Minasuka. But the truth is, for different reasons. The chayil is pater, because the Torah didn't obligate us to sit in the sukkah unless we're in the sukkah the way we live in our house. The sukkah's teshu shivas yamim. Chazal darshan teshu ke'en tadiru. So if a person has tzar sitting in the sukkah, and if he leaves the sukkah he'll be safe from the tzar, he's pater to sit in the sukkah. Because the entire year, let's say there's a situation where a person would have tzar if he remains home, he would leave his house. The reason that the Misham Shein are Pater Min HaSukkah is because they're Oisken B'mitzvah. And once again, one who is an Oisik B'mitzvah is Pater from a different mitzvah. Vayitra Zok the Mishnah. Eichlin is permitted to eat v'shaisner drink aroy in a temporary fashion chutz l'sukkah, outside of the sukkah. Meaning a suda shein nekvua. Because the entire year you may grab a snack outside of your house. And the Torah says, Teshu ke'en tadiru. We live in the sukkah the way we live in our house. What do you do outside of your house? You can do outside of the sukkah. Now, what is the shir of achilas arai, of casual or temporary eating? The Batanura says, a small amount just to take away your hunger. The person says, you know, I'm still going to eat supper, let me just have a little bit something now because I'm very hungry. That's the opinion of the Ran. The Gemara describes achilas arai as the amount a Talmud would eat quickly right before shir. The Rosh and Tosfos hold that's the shir of an egg. Now, all of this is if he's eating bread. If he's eating other things besides bread, then there would be a bigger shir. When it comes to peiros, or meat, or fish, or other things, even more so. Here, even if he eats much more, it could still be considered casual, arai, and he can eat it outside of the sukkah. When it comes to drinking, it would be considered arai, casual, even if he drinks more than a revius, unless he's sitting down to drink wine, or something that people are koveya themselves for. That means it's an official session of drinking wine. As long as he doesn't officially sit down to drink wine, or other mashkin that people officially sit down to drink. Now, notice, it says only oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. It doesn't say anything about sleeping in a temporary fashion. The Gemara explains that it's dafka eating and drinking that you can do in a temporary fashion outside of the sukkah. But sleeping, even a little bit, you can't sleep outside of the sukkah because with sleeping we have no clear distinction. What's called a full sleep and what's called just arai, a casual sleep. Some people sleep very little and then they're refreshed, they're ready to go. So now, before we even begin the chazara, can you tell me, without looking in, who are the four people that are potter on sukkah that we learned in our Mishnah? The first pitur was for Sheluchei Mitzvah. They are potter because Isaac b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. We learned that a chayla, even if he's not really mamish sick, but sick enough that the sukkah would bother him, he's potter because of teshuk and tediru. We learned that those that attend to the chayla are potter. They're potter because of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. And we learned that someone who eats achilas arai, he's also potter because of teshuka and tadiru. Let's chazer over from the beginning of the Mishnah. Somebody makes a sukkah between trees, and the trees are the walls of the sukkah, provided that all the shiurim are okay. He has the shiur of 7x7. Let's say two trees are mamish together, and they're high, 10 tfachim. We explain that many understand. He doesn't rest the schach on the trees. The schach are on poles. Why do you have to learn this way? What's the problem if the schach is resting on the trees? Well, there are shitas that when you can't use the walls, you can't use the sukkah. According to those shitas, this would be the kind of sukkah that ve'ein oilin la v'yamtiv. You shouldn't be able to use it. That's why we would have to learn, according to those shitas, that the schach over here is supported, again, not upon the trees, but upon poles that are put up near them. Also, there are some shitas that say that you can't hold up the schach with things that are pasul schach. That's why some people are makbid that the schach shouldn't lay on nettle directly. The maimid of the schach, what supports the schach, should be something that's kosher for schach. What supports the maimid, let's say you have a nettle frame and a piece of wood on top of that, and on top of that the schach, and that would be okay according to almost all the shitas. So that would be another reason that some would learn that in this case, the schach isn't directly on the tree, but it's supported by poles. But again, his walls are the trees. So if there's enough of a shear, the trees are high enough, wide enough, and if they don't shake, and if there are loose twigs, he ties them down, all the pieces of the puzzle fall into place, then he has a kosher sukkah, even though he has walls made out of trees. We also learned in our Mishnah that shiluchei mitzvah, piturim in a sukkah, those that are busy performing a mitzvah, let's say someone is traveling to learn, or to greet his rabbi, or he's Isaac and Pidyon Shvuyim. These people are potter min hasukkah. We spoke it from the Batanur that this is true even at night when they're resting. They're not mechuyev to find the sukkah. Really, there's a mechalikus rishayim about that, which we won't get into now. We also learned in our Mishnah that ill people and their attendants are potter on the mitzvah of sukkah. And it doesn't mean he's dangerously sick. Even a person who has a headache or his eyes are strained. You remember why? He said because the pasuk says, Basiko is teshvu, and we learn, we darshan teshvu ken tadiru. As you are accustomed to live all year long in your house, that's how you live in the sukkah. So if you're uncomfortable in your house and you would go to a different house or to a different room, the same is true for the sukkah. those that are attending to the sick people, you remember why they're potter? Because of ha'isig b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. Then we learned it's permitted to eat or drink arai or aroi, depending on how you pronounce it, outside of the sukkah. That means like a casual drink or a casual snack. We said, and again, there's a machlekes rishayim, but we said that many rishayim hold bread up until a beya. Other foods besides for bread, there's a difference here. We said when it comes to sleeping, however, there's no difference between temporary, casually, or a fixed amount of sleeping. Because some people, they're refreshed even by a short nap. Some people need many hours. So when it comes to sleeping, we don't distinguish between kva and arai because it's hard to draw the line. Although when it comes to eating, we said, you could eat in a temporary fashion outside of the sukkah, but we're going to learn later. Chazal tell us a person who's machmar on himself not even to drink water outside of the sukkah.